This is Al Simpson. Because of gullible liberals in Congress, those old scare tactics prevailed again in defeating the balanced budget amendment to the Constitution. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, it looks as if you still need to de-ice your old bean after the snow job you got from the narrow-minded interest groups that so obviously froze in place you and your liberal sidekicks in Congress. It's plain to see that you don't think much about interest rates. If you cared, you would see that by the year 2000, all money for education and health care will be squeezed by one-third, for that's how much more we'll have to spend just to pay the interest on the bloated $4 trillion debt. Ted, that's why the single greatest threat to Social Security today is that huge hanging federal debt and not balancing the budget. That's a direct quote from sponsor Senator Paul Simon. Ted, when it comes to stealing money away from investing in jobs and our economic future, you are the real quicker picker-upper.
Al, you right-wingers shot yourself in the foot with that harebrained scheme to amend the Constitution to balance the budget. No wonder it was defeated in the House and Senate. People saw through that transparent gimmick, Al. It was a political trick. Pretend you want a balanced budget, but postpone any real action on it for several years while the proposal works its way through the constitutional amendment ratification process. To make matters worse, Al, you right-wingers voted down our Democratic alternative, a statute to start balancing the budget now. You don't have to amend the Constitution to balance the budget, Al. All it takes is a simple statute. The hard part, as your no vote showed, is finding the political will to do it. Shame on you, Al, for trying to hide your defective economic policy behind the Constitution. Remember, if it's not necessary to amend the Constitution, it's necessary not to amend it. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on new ways to involve citizens in community service. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.